Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
This is our swag, our difference. You got to learn who you are. I fell in love with the word of God as the wisdom of God. You can even refer to Deuteronomy 4 and 6. I decided to build my days around wisdom. I felt learning was the secret to change. That was my difference. When other people are doing other things, in ministry, see, I'm not your typical first lady anyway. Everybody can agree. Probably some of the churches that your grandmammy and your grandmama and everybody else, your aunts and uncles went to, you all probably had a different first lady. But God already called me out. He said, you won't be like the normal first ladies. He said, I'm going to put you to work. You're going to be a compatible partner in this ministry. So I got to work. I started learning because the calling and the assignment that he was bringing me to and exposing me to, the more I knew I needed more of his wisdom. So I started creating my days around learning. That's my difference. I love to learn. Do you love to learn? And don't lie. Oh, I'd love to learn, Apostle. When's the last time you read a book? Oh, Apostle April, I love reading. Well, tell me the last book you completed. Oh, January, February? I didn't finish it. I got like 6 more chapters. You don't love to learn. Man. You're just faking the funk. I love to learn because learning was a secret to change. I realized many who had successful lives did not experience a lot of miracles. They just simply work the laws of God. So when you apply the right law to receive the right harvest, you realize that with that, I understand that when you have the laws and the right wisdom, it will produce the right harvest. I love this. Because I realized that a lot of people were successful, but they didn't have wisdom. A lot of people were just so how blessed to accomplish things, but when you try and talk to them and ask them how they got there, they couldn't tell you. Why? Because they didn't have any formula. It just sort of just fell in their lap. But when you have wisdom behind your learning, that way I can now not just have one part of success, but now I can now develop a pattern of repetitive success and teach and impart other people because I've understood the wisdom behind what worked and what brought forth my harvest. And it's through working the laws of God, understanding the laws of God. I can tell you about 72 different laws that are in the Bible, but today I'm only talking to you about one, the law of difference. You got to understand in the law of difference is self-confidence. Self-confidence is faith in your difference. I'll repeat that. Self-confidence is faith in your difference. Well, what is difference? What do you not want to quit doing every day? What do you love to keep doing? What energizes you? What excites you? What enthuses you? If money was not an issue, what would you choose to do with your life? I asked myself that question after going to school many years, graduating, getting my degree. I was going into the field that I wanted to, but I just wasn't fulfilled. And I remember sitting down in my father's office, and I talked to him, and I said, you know, I just don't feel fulfilled. He said, well, what do you want to do? If money wasn't an issue, what would you want to do? And I told my father, I said, it's not about a category or a specific title, but I can describe to you the objective of the role and the position that I want, that I will feel fulfilled. He said, okay. He said, I personally see that you will be a great teacher or a lawyer. I laughed because I've been told that. But being a teacher and a lawyer, I was this close, really close to being a teacher. But I wasn't thrilled by that. I was thrilled by the teaching aspect, but I was afraid of the mundane. For me, being in a classroom, I can't. I love being out and about. So a lawyer, yeah, but I wasn't impressed with all the schools of the years of learning. I said, I want something now. I don't feel like going through a law school and all of that. So then I began to talk to my father, and I said, this is what I want to do. If money wasn't an issue, I love talking to people. But not just talking to them, just to talk to them. I love bringing forth exposure of strategies. I love talking to people and exposing their areas of weakness to bring strength to them by strategy and wisdom. I love public speaking. I love assembling large bodies of people so that I can knock out multiple birds with one stone so that they can receive the revelation that is needed for a victorious life. I love being able to see a difference in someone's life because of something that I've spoken over them or in their life. I love seeing people achieve greatness when they didn't think that they could. I like being a mouthpiece for people who seem too timid to speak up for themselves. I love defending people, but for righteous and ethical motives. And he listened. My father listened. He said, well, April, it seems like you want to be in ministry. My mouth dropped. This was many years before I even thought that I would be in ministry. I didn't want to be in ministry. My father was a bishop, a superintendent in Church of God in Christ. There at the Holy Convocation, my mother was singing on the platform. I saw the good, the bad, the ugly, the worst. I said, never mind. I even told the Lord, I don't even want a husband in ministry. My father is a pastor. He has four beautiful girls. Of course, many men came sliding through trying to see which sister they can woo. I immediately put up my hand. I said, you're an elder? Never mind. You're a minister? You're a prophet? Oh, goodbye. I didn't want anyone in ministry. I told my mother and the Lord, I don't even want a pianist. I don't want nobody that's playing the drums for a ministry. I just want a man of God that loves God, that pays his tithes, and go to work. We can work, pay our tithes, and vacation. That was my goal. So with me telling that to the Lord, God said, okay, I'm going to have to trap you a different way. So when Apostle Andrew came to me, he was on fire for God. He loved God, but he did not hold a title. He wasn't a deacon. He wasn't an elder. He wasn't a minister. He was just a man of God that worked in ministry, was like an armor bearer to his previous pastors. I said, okay, I can get with that. Years later into our ministry, God dropped a bomb. He said, you're locked in now, April. And he placed it on Apostle Andrew's heart, and Apostle Andrew came to me. He said, I think I'm called to the ministry. No! I screamed. I said, oh, God, how could you do this to me? He said, the reason why is because when you do accept this assignment, because you love me, you will, you're not going to play. You don't want it for the fame. You don't want it for the fortune. You want it because I called you to it. And what my Bible tells you is so true. If you seek me first, my kingdom, my righteousness, all the rewards will be added unto you. Obedient to my assignment on your life by solving the distinct problems I'm calling you to. What am I getting at? And in that difference, we decided to recognize the problems we are called to solve. We began to recognize that what's inside of us we had to become confident in. It didn't sound like what everybody else was saying. When everybody's saying that it's good to be broke, you shouldn't be pursuing money. What is Apostle Andrew and Apostle April saying? We're saying you should run after prosperity. That's the best thing. When everybody's saying tithes is old school and Old Testament, you don't have to tithe. What are we saying? You got to tithe in order to survive.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. Yes, yes.
When everybody's told us when we started off, you better get off that social media. That's the devil's book. You better get off that social media. Ain't nobody on there but heathens. What did Apostle Andrew and Apostle April do? We went harder. And look at the result. We met so many beautiful people who support this vision. This is the distinct difference, and we became confident in our difference. Work with the law of difference. What do you hate? Moses saw an Egyptian beating up an Israelite, and anger rose in him. Why? Because he was a deliverer. Ta-da! That's why when people come to us and they say, Apostle April, Apostle Andrew, generals, I don't know what I'm doing in my life. I don't know what I'm called to do. The first thing we do, one of the first questions we ask, what angers you? Because what angers you is a clear distinction of what you're called to do, the problems you're called to resolve. What makes you angry? Battered wives? Beat up women, the abused and molestation of little children? Do you weep when you see a drug addict? Are you crushed when you hear of a divorce? What do you love to think about all day long? What do you love to read about? My mentor, he loves to read biographies. My mentor, he loves memoirs. My mentor, he's fascinated. Matter of fact, he said if you want to bless him, you can bless him. He loves silver round coins, or you can bless him with biographies. He loves reading biographies of presidents and great men and women of God. Doesn't matter their background. Anyone that has accomplished something, he wants to read it. So what do you love to read about? What do you love to learn about? If you could talk about any one thing on earth, your last 5 minutes on earth, what would you want to talk about? I'm asking you questions no one else has probably ever asked you. I'm asking you questions that you have even failed to ask yourself. Do not take these questions lightly. These are questions for you to write down and revisit after we hang up. These are some questions you must discuss in the presence of the Holy Spirit so he Amen. Can expose more of who you are in the presence of God. Don't you know that's right. what I did? That's what Apostle Andrew Smith did in our personal prayer time. I ushered in the glory by praise and worship. I waited till the thickness of the glory ascended or descended, and then that's when I begin to say, Holy Spirit, now that the fullness of your presence is here, I need you to tell me who April is. Oh, I asked them these questions. What does April get angry at? What is April's favorite color? You might say, wow, you're asking those questions? Why not to the one who created you? He knows things that you're going to hate 5 years from now that you love now. Why not consult with him? Why not expose every nasty, pleasant, effective, ineffective thing about yourself? Because nobody else is going to invest that in you, even if you do have a spouse. My husband loves me. Oh, he loves it. He loves touching me. He loves kissing me. He loves being around me. But one thing my husband doesn't have time to do is have an April intervention. It's not his job to come to me with a 100 questionnaire and ask me things about myself. It's your job. Nobody else. I'm not going to. I don't have the time. I can't sit you down and have you go through the whole history of who you are and ask you these deep philosophical questions. You got to want to know you because you'll realize that your strength, your self-confidence, your difference will come with you doing the homework about yourself first. How dare you go out there, try and start a ministry, try and birth out a ministry, and then get mad when people don't want to stay with you or stay attracted or attached to your ministry. When you have not even given them anything that poses as a difference than anybody else. when you've not possessed the value that they should be having on your ministry. Why? Because you don't even know. And that's what happens. So many people get excited because, ooh, they felt goosebumps. The fire of God rested upon them after we blew on them. Ooh, people get excited, and they just love how people respond when they scream and shout and hoop and holler and stand on a pew in a church and they run and they touch somebody and they fell on their knees. They get so excited, so they want to go out there and create a whole ministry around it. And then 6 months later, they're depressed. They are alone. So then they reach out to you and they say, I don't know what's going on. I love God. I just want to do his will. So then I start asking questions. Remember, I told you, you have no other problem but a wisdom problem. Even with the failing ministry, it's a wisdom problem. So I start exposing, because questions do what? Summon solutions, expose deception.
Deception. Amen.
Even if it's disposing Amen. Deception against your own self. Because sometimes we are deceived because we are believing something that is not of reality. So it can also expose deception that you've casted on yourself. So I begin to ask questions. Who are you? Why would I ever submit my spirit under your ministry? What have you done? What is your testimony? What price have you paid? What do you even know what's upon your life? Do you know what you can impart in detail into other people? I pray, I love God, and I just want to save souls. Yeah, everybody does. That's the whole purpose of this whole Christianity thing. Let's go deeper than that. What's your difference?
That's right.
What's your ministry? What is it that's in your ministry that you mainly focus on? Are you deliverance, miracles, love? I know some people, you know, Joel Osteen, we don't see him prophesying. That's not his forte. His thing is love. Everything's about God loves you. Ooh, buddy, he loves you. That's him. T.D. Jakes, he's the opposite. He's talking about love, but he's a strong teacher, builder of character. So what's your message? What is it that you do? When I start asking these questions, it's just as quiet as it is now on the phone. Well, I didn't know. I just thought I could pray for people. We're all called to pray. But that's something deeper for people to be attached to you. When people sign up to partner with your ministry, it's not just them giving to you every month so that you can go and suck on a lollipop. There has to be something that they get too. How have you been toiling the soul? How have you been prepping the soul? What will they get from being a partner with you? What have you sacrificed in the glory of God for them to be able to get impartation or miracles?
Amen.
Have you even fasted? Well, you know, I get these bad headaches. Sit down. These are things that no one is asking. This is why one of the differences of our ministry is called Apostolic Training Center, because we train real leaders. We train you on how to get out there and catapult your ministry the right way. We train you how to think before you get out there and embarrass yourself and then go into almost a depression and want to leave God because you stepped out and failed. God didn't fail you. You failed.
Amen.
So what do you love to learn about? What could you talk about for your last 5 minutes on the earth? Do you even have any of this? Some of this, the weird thing is that when you ask yourself this, you're going to realize, I don't even have an answer for that, Apostle April. I don't know what I would talk about. I don't know what I do love to learn. I don't know what I love to read. I'm a blank plate. I don't know. Why? Because you're a walking, talking cliche.
Amen.
Can I just tell you the truth? And I mean that in the softest way that I can do it. The reason why you don't even have answers for these questions is because you have not found your true self. You are busy emulating, imitating, clicheing what everybody else is talking about. You saw somebody do their voice that way. So now you're starting to do your voice that way. You saw somebody hold the mic that way, so you say, I want to hold the mic that way. They said these cliches in the cloud, the crowd went wild, so I'm going to incorporate those same cliches. They're talking about end time Bible prophecy, or they're talking about love, or they're talking about character building, so then that's what I love. I'm going to do it too. But God may not have even called you to that. He may have called you to be a new sound on this earth.
Amen.
But you'll never know that unless you embrace the law of difference. All of these questions that I've asked you is a clue to your difference.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.